Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about doing things you want to do more and doing things people want you to do less. And yeah, so I'm just going to start giving you a little story. It's not even a story. Okay, it's kind of a story. So basically, living in Boston. That's something everyone does that. All my friends do it. Everyone wants to do it, whether you're Southie, Somerville, Cambridge. And I swear to God, I lose a year. I lose a decade off of my life every time maybe not a decade. Every time I try to drive here, I am like, why would I ever want to live here? No. Every time I like come here, it ends up being so fun in theory. And then I'm like, ugh. No, like, no, I did not like going to school here, location-wise. Like, why would I want to come back? Like, absolutely not. No. And basically, like, the more I stop doing that, like, what I think would be fun, what people keep telling me, oh, it'd be so, like, what other people would think would be fun because it's fun for them, doesn't mean it's fun for you. Like, for me, living in Boston, that's not even remotely fun for me. That's just, like, torture, to be completely honest. I'd rather move up to like Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or somewhere smaller, like a smaller city. Oh god, this car literally almost hit me. Oh, my life flashed before my eyes. Anyways, so yeah, if you have whatever your version of living in Boston is, if you go out all the time because your friends want you to go out all the time and you feel obligated to, but you actually never have fun, like, why not try using February to stop? Like, I don't know, do something else that you do like. If your real friends will be like, okay, that's fine, and you'll go out sometimes. Or if it's something like a hobby, I don't know, if there's just something that you keep doing over and over again. Maybe not work. I don't know. Maybe that counts too. But if you just keep doing it because you feel obligated to do it, like, just stop. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and it's not working for you, like, why are you keep continuing to do it and expecting different results? I really don't understand. I don't know. But, and what people tell you, like, you should do because it would be good. Like, you should take their other people's advice into consideration, but also, like, they're not you. They really don't know what would be best for you, what you really want. So, like, take other people's advice and listen to it wholeheartedly, but then consider it and decide for yourself. Like, okay, this is something I want to try, or, you know, that's good for them, but it's not what I'm doing. And over time, you're just going to be like, oh, this is great. It's just going to be so much better. And, like, you have obligations. But it's, like, the consistent obligations that you absolutely despise. Or that you're just tired of. Something that you used to do. That you just... It just doesn't... You just don't want to do it in any way. Like, you just... You don't like it anymore. You've changed. I don't know. But you keep trying it over and over again. Being like, maybe it'll work this time. Maybe I'll like it this time. Oh, I used to... Like, I used to do this and like it, so I'm just going to do it again. And it's like, why are you wasting your time and literally everyone else? Like, you're just wasting your own time. So, I don't know. So, I'm really not trying to tell you to stop doing your taxes, because that's a consistent obligation. Please, by all means, continue paying your taxes. Or start if you haven't already. I don't know. It's more like, it's other things, like social obligations or... You know what I'm talking about. Not like following the law consistently. That would be something that I would advise you to very much continue doing. Please, that's great. But pretty much, it's basic comments, maybe common sense for some of you by now. Some of you are probably listening to this going, okay, what the heck? I already do that. Why would anyone do anything they don't like just because they feel like they should? And then, like, a lot of people do it. A lot of people do it. So, and adults, I don't know, everybody does it. It's something, like, you think you learn once you graduate high school. But no, I had it down. Oh my God, I had it down when I graduated high school. And then my maturity level went, it tanked. Oh my God, it went, peaks and valleys. Man, it was at a peak, and then it went straight back down to the bottom. So I'm trying to work on it again, building up that, like, just living my life for myself and for people who actually care about me, instead of doing it for all these, for just different reasons, or trying to fit in socially, or trying to do this and trying to do that, or trying to like something because it's like, man, I want to be like this. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. I can't even think of anyone, of any example. Or if it's like, oh, I keep going to this, I keep running with these people. I actually do love running, but I'm going to use an example. I run with these people all the time because I wanna like running. I really do. So I just keep going. I keep going to the group. I really hate it every time I go, but you know, I wanna like it. So I'm going to keep going. And it's like, dude, try something else. Like, go to join a different exercise group. Try something completely different. Why do you keep doing this if you absolutely don't like it? It's like, what? Oh, I keep doing this because, you know, I want to be the type of person that likes this. And it's like, you have to be the type of person that likes something before you do it. You can be terrible at what the thing is, but if you like it, eventually you'll get better at it. But if you're not already the type of person who likes to do that thing, you're not going to just magically turn into that person. And maybe I'm totally wrong, and if you have an example of a time you did that, let me know. But from my experience, no. It's like, oh, I already want to be a person who likes something. Like, oh, okay, I want to be the type of person that likes to read for fun. Like, I want to be the type of person who likes to do that. And you know what? I kind of have liked it. I like it a little bit. Or the first time I try it, I'm like, oh yeah, I really liked that. I want to do it again. But if I do it once and I'm like, ugh, that was awful. I hated everything about that. I'm not going to do it again. You know, it's just common sense. So yeah, that's just something I was thinking about today. Kind of a shorter little episode. I don't know what your versions of this are. Maybe you have one. Maybe you had one in the past, but it's just something good to remember. Or if you have anyone you can give advice to, like, that's in kind of a rut, or that keeps doing something and it's like they really need to get out of it, and they keep doing it and they're like not sure why they're upset or sad all the time, and it's like, sure, they should see help, but it's also like, well, is it the same thing you're doing every single day consistently on a regular basis that you could easily rid of, like, not do? Yeah, I don't know. So yet again, I don't have the quote. I actually do have a quote ready. Let me just quickly whip it out. But on another episode, I think the next one, I'm going to have to do, how the heck do you make it through February and March? Because there's just, after Valentine's Day, there's just, and honestly, some people just absolutely don't like Valentine's Day. There's just nothing, like, it's just rainy. It's raining and it's cloudy and it's ugh. There's nothing to look forward to in March, unless you have a school vacation week, spring break. That's fun for you. But there's nothing to look forward to until Easter, and that's like such a long span of time. So I'm going to think of ways you can make it through February and March, staying sane. So, yeah. All right. Quote for today. Each person must live their life as a model for others. Rosa Parks. Yeah. That relates to today's, you know, live your life the way that would make, in a way that would make you happy, happiest. Don't make the same mistakes over and over and over again and expect different results. And by just being confident in the way you live your own life and what you're doing, people you don't even realize it are going to be affected by it and be like, oh, you know what? They just kind of do, like, they're good at not letting other people's opinions really affect them. Like, oh man, they're going to start doing the same thing and doing some more things they like, and it's gonna just be great, a little ripple effect. All right, so happy Tuesday, have a great week, and happy Valentine's Day if you are celebrating that. Bye.